In commercial communication, the border between advertising and PR is fading in the context of new media and social media. The proof of this is the success of many campaigns recognized and awarded in international level. How fast do you think that border will disappear?
Well, so what's happening in many large companies is this: the old way of doing advertising and the old way of doing public relations is completely disintegrating. There's a revolution happening, as I mentioned earlier on in the day, and quite how this is all going to come together, nobody's really sure, but many companies now are combining the two functions into something that's new. IBM is really leading the way here. At the end of the day, the relationship between the organization and customers in particular is changing from being a one-way transactional relationship now into being much more of a dialogue and a long-term, on a long-term basis.
But the public is educated to understand and to accept this kind of new commercials and new media.
Yes, I think the public is adopting it really, really quickly. You know, in the migration from print to initially to the web and now into on the mobile phone, right? Now everybody is a consumer of news and able to have this relationship with companies all day, every day.
How ethical it is for campaigns and for media to remove the limits of PR and advertising? How does the differences of such limits affect the trust of public in brands and campaigns and PR?
You have to be really authentic. As an organization, you have to be authentic and you have to be open and transparent. And you have to avoid trying to hoodwink the public, because the public will find out, the customers will find out, and then you'll be worse off rather than better off. So you have to do the right thing. Ideally, you do the right thing because it's the right thing to do, but it's good commercial business sense to do the right thing now.
How do you know it's a good thing? How do you know to do the good things?
Well, because you know in your heart whether it's right or wrong, right? And you have to follow what your instincts and your good judgment.
Given on ongoing media changes, the economic turndown and the resulting public resistance to official communication, what will you prefer? Professional, agency-managed PR communication, or direct involved of managers in the conversation with people and clients?
Well, trust is a real issue right now. There's low levels of trust in governments and institutions, including in the media, incidentally, and in public relations practitioners and advertising practitioners. People are looking for authentic relationships with the organization, so it's good to have the professional advice of the agency that you work for, or the department, or that works for you, or the department, but at the end of the day, people would prefer to have that direct relationship with the managers of the organization, with the real people who work in the company.